Speaking to VOA Thursday via WhatsApp from Nairobi, UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Saif Magango said his organization was monitoring the situation in Zimbabwe, where more than 100 activists have been detained ahead of the SADC summit this Saturday. Others are in hiding for fear of being arrested too.
We at the UN Human Rights Office are concerned by reports of arrests, harassment and intimidation of human rights defenders and political activists in Zimbabwe in the lead up to the SADC summit. We call for the immediate release of all those arbitrarily detained and for protection of civic space.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says that since mid-June, there has been a wave of arrest of pro-democracy activists nationwide, with some in hiding. The government says they were arrested for planning to protest at this weekend's SADC summit, where 16 heads of state and government are expected in Harare. Kazembe Kazembe is Zimbabwe's Home Affairs Minister.
While the freedom of expression is a fundamental right, it is paramount to observe that your enjoyment of that freedom should not be at the expense of the freedom of your fellow citizens. Freedom of expression does not and cannot meet the right to remove a democratically elected government from office and to replace it with people or a party elected by nobody. The opposition has never held any peaceful demonstrations. It plans priorities of sections of the opposition who are agitated to stir civil unrest at a time focus should be on hosting the summit. We've always witnessed the penchant to mobilize for demonstrations around regional and international events. This SADC summit was therefore not going to be an exception.
Promise Mkwananzi, the spokesman for Zimbabwe's main opposition party, the Citizens Coalition for Change, welcomed the statement by the UN Human Rights Office.
We welcome the statement by the United Nations as an indicator that the crisis in Zimbabwe has transcended the borders of Zimbabwe, of SADC and of the continent. And indeed, it is the prerogative of the international institutions like the UN to hold Zimbabwe to account and to call for the halt of harassment and arrest of activists in Zimbabwe. We welcome the statement indeed. We ratify the statement. And indeed, it is true. Zimbabwe must release all political prisoners, and SADC must not be party to the persecution of Zimbabweans for the sake of hosting this summit.
Alexander Rusero, a professor of politics at Africa University in Zimbabwe, has advised for both the ruling ZANU-PF party and civic society groups.
Civic society organizations, they also ought to change their game, in as much as confronting ZANU-PF is concerned. And on the other hand, ZANU-PF should also realize that confrontation with civil society, at the end of the day, the civil society, they have nothing to lose, but ZANU-PF, they have a country to run. Now we have a SADC summit, and it does not give a good picture to have the state always at loggerheads with certain protagonists in the opposition and in the civil society.
At the summit Saturday, Zimbabwe will assume SADC's chairmanship for the first time since the 16-nation bloc became a development community in 1992. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.